It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Every action brings a reaction, and that is happening with the federal crackdown on illegal immigration. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has dramatically increased its arrests of illegal immigrants. Advocates for immigrants have reacted by holding seminars so that immigrants know their legal rights. NPR's Jennifer Ludden attended one session in St. Paul, Minnesota.
In the chilly storage room of a Hispanic grocery store, several dozen people gather on metal folding chairs one recent evening. There's hot chocolate and cookies. A toddler plays off to the side.
Gracias, Ramiro. ¿Vamos a sentarnos?
Gloria Contreras-Eden of Centro Legal has held nearly two dozen of these seminars since an immigration raid in a Minnesota prairie town last spring. She says she wants people to be prepared for when immigration comes to their house. They're going to knock very loudly, she says, banging on a chair, an ugly knock. But don't open your door. The only way immigration can force their way into your home, she says, is with a search warrant. One man can't believe this.
No.
What about a deportation order, he wants to know. No, Contreras-Eden says. They still need your permission. She tells the group the immigration agency has a tip line. So she says, if you're undocumented, don't talk about it at work. But if agents do show up, they need probable cause to arrest you, she says. So don't give them any. Contreras-Eden leans into the face of a woman in the front row.
Hey, ¿de dónde eres? ¿De dónde eres?
Where are you from? Where? The woman's silence is the right response. She warns immigration agents will even try to get information from children. She looks at two boys in the front row and clasps her hands over her mouth. They giggle and do the same. A number in this group are legal residents or citizens worried for unauthorized relatives. Contreras-Eden sees her role as helping these families avoid separation. She says even legal residents often don't know they don't have to answer a federal agent's questions.
They have the right to remain silent. They don't have to prove that they're citizens. I couldn't prove that I'm a citizen, and most people can't.
Critics contend these sessions essentially aid a crime by helping illegal immigrants stay in the country. In Washington, D.C., Immigration and Customs Enforcement does not make that charge, but officials do see an impact. John Torres heads the Office of Detention and Removal and says his agents are finding more people refusing to open their doors to them.
What that means for us is that makes our job a little bit harder. We have to expend more time and effort and taxpayer money to get the job done. But what we'll do is, in some instances, we may wait till the person comes out, or we may do more significant surveillance and arrest them at a location outside their residence.
At the Minnesota meeting, a woman who gives her name as Selenia says she's legal, but her husband and two children aren't. She's so worried about the increase in arrests that she kept the children inside on Halloween this year and says many people only go out for essential errands these days. But Selenia has had one worry lifted tonight. I was living with my cousin, and he told us to leave because he didn't want anyone illegal there, she says. But now I know the authorities can't charge you with something just because you have undocumented people in your house.
Delegation of power of parent.
As the meeting winds down, Contreras-Eden hands out a packet of forms. In case of arrest, families can delegate care of a child and sign over power of attorney for financial matters. Some Latino advocates note that despite ramped-up enforcement, the odds of an illegal immigrant being arrested still remain slim, a point not lost on this group in St. Paul. When Contreras-Eden tells them 200,000 immigrants were deported from the interior of the country last year, one man quips with a laugh, "How many entered?" Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.